Next, Dave Garraway.
Some of us have been up for hours, the early birds and the worms and me and McConaughey got up pretty early this morning, and Jack Haskell, too. And Skitch Henderson, looking at those keys and trying to count up to 88 every day and winning again. Every time Miss Russell sings It's No Sin, we get the mailbox all stuffed with recording requests and won't you sing it again? And what else can we do besides we like it? I do, anyhow, every time she does it.
Take away the breath of flowers, it would surely be a sin. Take the rain from April showers, it's a sin. Take away the violins, dear, from a lovely symphony, and the music deep within would cease to be.
Now, honey lamb, honey child, honey bunch, honey head, honey toes, honey ears, honey eyes, honey nose, honey throat, honey bun, honey apple, apple honey. Apple.
Though you take away my heart, dear, still the beating there within, I'll keep loving you forever. For it's no sin.
Last week we got a letter from a lady in Galesburg, Illinois, who says you are copying somebody every time you sing that note.
I was just going to correct an impression here. You said that we get a lot of mail, but you didn't say it was all from the ink spot saying, please don't.
Yeah. I can understand. Yeah, that's what I've been telling them down at the office.
Excuse me, George. Well, on the warm-up, you were playing drums, you'll remember?
Exquisitely, I remember.
Well, I stood next to Johnny Bowers, the drummer, and he looked at you for a while and listened for a while, and then he said, how can anyone be so round through the middle and still be so square?
Well, he plays pretty good. I don't see why he can't return the compliment.
The general opinion is that you haven't got one, but you are beat.
Maybe that's just right. Say, a lady in Toledo, Ohio, sent me an important bit of information. A lady named Josephine Shribman, and I thought maybe you ought to know about this. In case you need to know how to catch alligators, here is the right system. This is how to catch alligators alive and at very little cost. The only cost, in fact, is a bottle of brandy. Now, here's what you do to catch alligators. You take the brandy, an eyebrow tweezer, and a wooden matchbox. That's the hunting equipment. And you bring along a telescope so you can locate the beast. Now, all you do is go out by the riverbank and sip the brandy until the sun is almost directly overhead. And now you'll find the alligators will come out to bask on the sunny bank. But the brandy makes you fearless. Now, you pick out the alligator you want, and you hold the telescope up to your eye backwards so the alligator looks real small. And then you take the eyebrow tweezer and carefully pick him up and put him in the matchbox. That's all you have to do. I've never met Miss Josephine Shribman, but I think I'd like to someday soon. What's that, lady? What's that? There's a young lady in the first row catching her own private alligator.
I'd like to have the brandy concession for Miss Josephine Scribner. I
think that's what I had in mind. Connie, you're not going to sing now, are you?
No, Dave, I'm not going to sing now.
Connie goes back and sits down on the west side of the building. Jack, you're going to sing now, aren't you?
Well, George, yeah.
Take a crack at this one, kid.
Every star above knows the one I love. sweet Sue, just you. And the moon on high knows the reason why, sweet Sue, it's you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. And without you, dear, I don't know what I'd do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, sweet Sue, just you. Shares my dreams, and without you, dear, I don't know what I'd do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, sweet Sue, just you.
Those old girls don't change very much. It's a good thing, too. I don't know how true this is, but it sounds as though it ought to be true. It starts out on an island in the Pacific during the last war. There was a lot of equipment being stolen and sold by fellows who worked in a supply depot, the army on this island. This depot was enclosed by a high fence, but somehow the stuff was being sneaked out through the gates. And the officer in charge of the supply depot knew that one of the men was stealing, but he couldn't catch him at it. Every night, the guy would come through the gate with a wheelbarrow full of old papers and rags and waste, and the officer would have a whole crew of men search the load right down to the bottom, but they never could find anything of any value at all, just junk. Yet he knew the guy was stealing. He couldn't find out what it was. And for a year this went on. Every night the wheelbarrow was full of waste, but that's all. Then the war came to an end, and a couple of years later the two guys met, and the officer said, "Look, pal, it's all over now. I know you were stealing something. Tell me, what was it?" The guy smiled. He said, "Well, sir, it's pretty simple. Wheelbarrows." Why is that so funny? I've been laughing all morning long. We're getting a second or delayed or orchestral reaction.
I'll bet anyone 8 to 5 that was an enlisted man that was one of my boys.
Say, wait till you and Sketch find out that you were both on B-29s in the war. Have you?
I found out. This doesn't raise my opinion of Henderson one bit.
No, I can understand from where you were. Back in the tail compartment all the time, where you probably never met a real pilot way up front there, flying the airplane. You fellas just sitting back there playing cards in the gunnery seat or something, huh? Look at that smirky smile around Charlie's face. Connie was shaken when she finished this number a while ago on the rehearsal, weren't you?
It's very exciting, I think.
Why do you get so excited? It's just a musical number.
Yes, but what a musical number.
Go ahead and vibrate for us and see if anybody else shakes.
We went sailing on a coral sea, starlit waters, my darling and me. Time was endless, love sang its song. We dreamed of tomorrow, now he is gone. I see his lips in the car. I see his eyes in the water blue. I see his
vibrating about. Connie sings these songs on a little box, and I thought you were going to fall off of the last four bars there. Does it sway like that down in Bermuda?
I don't know.
Real handsome. Sketch had a long deliberation with himself this morning as to whether or not he would or would not play Sophisticated Lady by Duke Ellington. Well, sounded more ladylike, either. Every now and then, a note comes in from someone who has a heart. And by that, I mean just someone who takes the time and trouble to think about somebody next door. A person like a Mrs. R. Barr, who writes to me to tell me about a young neighbor of hers who's had a pretty rough go of it with polio. She lives way out there in Heartland, Wisconsin, and she asked just that the kids sing a song to her pal. I'm not too sure just what kind of song a 12-year-old boy would like, but I think he'd like maybe to hear his name coming over the little mahogany box in the front room. So this is Garraway in New York calling Eddie Laird in Heartland, Wisconsin. Eddie, you sitting up there looking or listening? You put a big, broad smile on your face, Ed, because we got Jack and Connie and a little tune called Snowfall for you.
From up in the sky, 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 down to the ground, ground. See the snow fly, fly, fly with never a sound, sound, sound. Where children play, 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 play in the snow all day.
Look out the window and see it's as pretty.
Look out the
as
window and see.
Well, I see Skitch packing the piano up to cart to his next show, so I guess we'd better go quietly. Again tomorrow, small one, in your home, we hope. Until then, Garraway with some love and peace.
This is a United States Armed Forces Radio Service.